for being wise and saving money. Richland County Bank knows learning to save money now will make it much easier later. And each year, an area high school senior who is a Hometown Savers Club member will be selected to receive a $500 scholarship. Learn more about the Hometown Savers Club at Richland County Bank in Richland Center. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. The current reading, it's been that way since midnight. Yesterday, 36 with that mix of precipitation. 77 was the high back in 1929 that set a record, April 4th of 1886. The record low was established at 10 degrees. Last year's high, 49, and the low, 40. Sunset will happen at 7:31 tonight and rise this morning around 6:37. Right now, winds around 5 miles per hour. Barometer is at 29.65. And again, it's 35 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin, where the news update from ABC is next, sponsored by Scott Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan that is fully owned by the individual workers.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden's expected to speak today with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, their first interaction since an Israeli strike killed 7 aid workers in Gaza. Those workers were with World Central Kitchen, the charity founded by Chef Jose Andres. He told Reuters,
"At the time, this looks like it's not a war against terrorism anymore. Seems this is a war against humanity itself."
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen's landed in China to begin a week of bilateral meetings. She told reporters en route the U.S. and China want an economic relationship, but it must be on a level playing field. Her more than 400,000 power outages from West Virginia to Maine, more than a foot of snow possible in New England after heavy rains and damaging storms have moved through the region. And the FBI and LAPD are investigating after someone stole tens of millions of dollars from a secure building on Easter Sunday and got away. There are no suspects. This is ABC News. Some sharp police work nailed a suspected nuisance in Ohio.
Many complaints in Hamilton County, Ohio about carpenter's nails tossed out of a moving car.
Hundreds of dollars worth of costs just to me.
Tom Edwards replaced flats.
Thousands for some other folks.
With special paint and ultraviolet lights, as Springfield Detective Sergeant Jeff Hurd.
We got some of those nails from the store. We colored them with the luminescent spray, took them back to the store, said when he comes, sell these nails to him.
Police say Anthony Dyson, who's done it before, is arrested. Chuck Severson, ABC News.
Zoos in the path of Monday's total solar eclipse are getting ready to collect data on how animals react to the darkness. Some organizations are asking for help from citizen scientists at John Ball Zoo in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Curator Dan Hemmen says there is some evidence to suggest an eclipse causes animals to behave differently.
We'll be recording notes into our software that we can track it too.
Brian Clark, ABC News.
Scott Industries is hiring for manufacturing positions in Muscadet, Wisconsin. Machine operators start at $15 per hour. You may earn $20 per hour or more through incentives. All night shifts receive a $2 per hour night bonus. Work at modern state-of-the-art facilities. Excellent profit sharing plan, medical and life insurance, paid holidays and vacations. Apply at Scott Industries in Muscadet. Call 739-3171 for an appointment to fill out an application.
In sports, Jackson Chourio became the youngest player in 6 years to hit a Major League home run, but it wasn't enough. The Brewers lost their first game of the year, yesterday's final 7-3 to the Twins. The Brewers are off today. Elsewhere yesterday, it was the Angels 10-2 over Miami, and the Yankees beat Arizona 6-5. In the National League, Cincinnati 4-1 over Philadelphia. San Diego 3-2 over St. Louis. Washington 5, Pittsburgh 3. The Cubs 9-8 over Colorado. And the Dodgers beat San Francisco 5-4. In the American League, Texas 4, Tampa Bay 1. Baltimore 4-3 over Kansas City. Boston 1, Oakland nothing. Cleveland 8-0 over Seattle. And Houston was an 8-0 winner over Toronto as well. Detroit at the Mets and Atlanta at the White Sox, both games postponed. Well, the Bucks continue to stumble and they should be starting to build momentum, but they lost last night. Final score 111-101 in front of the hometown fans. The Grizzlies picked up the victory. Elsewhere, Portland 89, Charlotte 86, the Lakers 125, Washington 120, Atlanta 121, Detroit 113, Boston 135, Oklahoma City 100, Brooklyn beat Indiana 115-111, Minnesota 133, Toronto 85, Phoenix 122, Cleveland 101, and Orlando over New Orleans 117-108. On the ice, Tampa Bay 4-1 over Toronto, Rangers 4-3 over New Jersey, Los Angeles 5, Seattle 2, Dallas 5-0 over Edmonton, and Vancouver beat Arizona by a score of 2-1.
Are you looking to make a difference in your community? Whether you're a student between the ages of 13 to 18 looking to gain valuable experience, a retiree wanting to give back, or simply someone with a heart for service, there's a place for you at the Richland Hospital and Clinics. To learn more about volunteer opportunities and how you can get involved, contact our volunteer program coordinator. Make a difference by volunteering with the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 43 with a few stray flurries or sprinkles possible through midday. North winds at 12 to 22. Decreasing clouds with frost tonight, a low of 27. Friday 45 with sunny and quiet conditions. And Saturday sunny and seasonal and a high of 54. In Richland Center, a mixture of precipitation, more just kind of all-day snow yesterday, but not a lot of accumulation here. We do not have any delays or cancellations in the school department to pass along this morning. A wind around 3 from the west. We're at 35 degrees.
Now that
John Barry, she's taking a shine on WRCO Radio. Phil Nee with you today. A few less phone calls. I mean, it's nice to talk to all the administrators and people that operate the schools. And, you know, it's kind of that's kind of nice. But it's also nice to have kind of a quiet morning, too. Except, oh, Henry Bray's here now. So it just got noisy again. But anyway, here's Hunter Hayes.
Myself a one-way flight. I gotta see the color in your eyes. You're telling myself I'm gonna be alright. Without you, baby, is a waste of time. Our first date, girl, the seasons changed. God washed away in a summer rain. You can't undo a fall like this, cause love don't know what distance is. Yeah, I know it's crazy. It doesn't make sense to anybody else who cares. If you're all I think about, I've searched the world and I know now it ain't right. If you ain't lost your mind, yeah, I don't want easy, I want crazy. Are you with me, baby? Let's be crazy. Scared, don't wanna know why. I wanna feel good, don't have to be right. The world makes all kinds of rules for love. I see you gotta let it do what it does. I don't want just another hug and a kiss goodnight. Catching up calls and a date sometimes. A love that we're rebels and we still believe. We're the kind of crazy people wish that they could be. It doesn't make sense to anybody else who cares. If you're all I think about, I've searched the world and I know now it ain't right. If you ain't lost your mind, yeah, I don't want easy, I want crazy. Are you with me, baby? Let's be crazy. Baby, tonight the midnight rules are breaking. There's no such thing as wild enough. And maybe we just think too much. Who needs to play it safe in love? Let's be crazy.
Drops are falling. from your Spanish eyes. Please, please don't cry. This is just adios and not goodbye. Soon I'll return, bringing you all the love your heart can hold. Please say, say you and your Spanish eyes will wait for me.
Nelson and Julio Iglesias and Spanish Eyes. It is 18 after the hour of 6 o'clock. The average price paid for a ticket on the resale market this week was twice as high for the NCAA Women's Final Four compared with that for the men's semifinals. That's according to technology company Logitix, which actually analyzes prices across the multiple platforms. The average price of a ticket sold to the women's semifinals was $2,323. The average sale price for the men's games, $1,001.21. Demand for women's tickets has been driven by fanfare for Iowa star Caitlin Clark. The Hawkeyes have played before sellouts for all but two games this season, which is, they're used to it, that's for sure. But she has certainly brought out the more than average fans in basketball, and whether it's women's or men's or just casual observers. It's been pretty amazing. And record-setting TV broadcast as far as the Nielsen ratings on Monday as well. We're coming up on News, Weather, and Sports Time. That's in about 10 minutes today.
Through the generous support of the River Valley community and its dedicated fans, the Booster Club has been successful in fulfilling requests for everyday team needs for the athletic and FFA programs. Recent contributions include huddle and crossover film service for basketball, volleyball, and the WrestleBackers, boys basketball uniforms, scoreboards for the middle and high schools, and rental of an LED board and clocks for the cross-country invite. By fulfilling these requests, the Booster Club is able to enhance the district sports program. Go River Valley!
Schmidt Woodland Hills Transitional Care Unit provides services for people requiring skilled care after surgery or an illness. Physical, occupational, and speech therapies are available 5 days a week to help clients recover quickly. Our partnership with Aegis Therapies provides quality care and a commitment to your quality of life. We'll develop a plan that fits your rehabilitation goals. When you or a loved one are in need of rehabilitation services, consider Schmidt Woodland Hills and Aegis Therapies. Call 647-8931 today.
Choosing to bundle your auto and homeowners coverage isn't just convenient, it can save you money. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. On top of the monthly savings when bundling auto and homeowners, our agency can help you select affordable coverages and price options just for you. It's what we call the personal price plan. How do I start bundling? Well, whether you call, email, or drop by the office, talking to the Julie Karen State Farm team is the first step to discovering how much time, effort, and money you could save by bundling your auto and homeowners coverage. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The decisions you face when planning a funeral might seem overwhelming at first. We're ready to help. I'm Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We can help you make choices one by one and make the journey one of love, healing, and life celebration. Our staff at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is committed to providing support, compassion, information, and directed as needed for everyone dealing with loss and grief.
Spring to savings with this month's specials at All American Do It Center. Now through April 30th, while supplies last. Get a 10.1-ounce tube of Type Bond Pro Grade White Silicone Caulk, now only $2.49. Save 50% on select assorted garden tools. Choose from spade or square shovel, garden rake or hoe. Your choice, now only $7.99 each. Save with the April specials of the month at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
6:22 the time. Here is Neil McCoy on WRCO.
We brought our first dog prints home in it. Someone in the Piggly Wiggly parking lot put a dent in it. I used it to learn to drive and catch all the pretty girls' eyes on Friday nights. We took advantage of the $10 a carload and squeezed 13 people in it at the drive-in picture show. Used for homecoming parades, it knew every road that wasn't paved, and it was U.S. made. I drive a used car, used for real life, seen a few miles like it's got its own heart. Used for good times, saw some blue lights when I'm asked about my ride. Yeah, buddy, I just smile and say I drive a used car. We rode in it to bury Grandpa. I drove it off to college in the early fall. Might be on a second engine, I wouldn't trade it for a million. Me and that car seeing it all. I drive a used car, used for real life, seen a few miles like it's got its own heart. Used for good times, saw some blue lights when I'm asked about my ride. Yeah, buddy, I just smile and say I drive a used car. We'll be right back.
miles. Rocket's got its own heart, used for good times. Saw some blue lights when I'm asked about my ride. Yeah, buddy, I just smile and say I drive a used car. Now when I'm asked about my ride, yeah, buddy, I just smile and say I drive a used car. I drive a used car.
WRCO Studios, proudly sponsored by the Richland Family Restaurant. Fill up with something delicious.
Well, he shines like a penny in a little kid's hand when he's out on a Saturday night. He's a real go-getter and the best two-stepper you'll see. But when I'm sitting alone at a table for two, 'cause he's already out on the floor, I think about something that my mama used to say to me. You gotta dance with the one that brought you, and stay with the one that wants you. The one who's gonna love you when all of the others go home. Don't let the green grass fool you. Don't let the moon get to you. Dance with the one that brought you and you can't go wrong. He's got his old best buddies and his new best friends, and the girls all give him the eye. He's a good time Charlie in the life of the party tonight. But when I think about another, well, I don't think twice, 'cause there'll never be another like him. I know he really loves me, and I think I made my mama was right. You gotta dance with the one that brought you, and stay with the one that wants you. The one who's gonna love you when all of the others go home. Don't let the green grass fool you. Don't to you. Dance with the one that brought you when you can't go wrong. You gotta dance with the one that brought you when you can't go wrong.
Shania Twain on WRCO Radio. Dance with the one that brought you. Well, news, weather, and sports is coming up here today. It is an on-time morning. We have had a few calls from commuters saying that, again, don't be fooled. There are some areas that are a little slick, especially to the north. And we look at maybe a little bit more major snowfall on the ridges and higher elevations from yesterday. But again, nothing to pass along in the school department today. Since 1956, Meyer Oil and LP has been a locally owned reliable fuel delivery business. Whether it's residential, agricultural, or commercial, Meyer Oil and LP has you covered, offering diesel fuel, gas, bulk lubes, and propane, serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties. Please consider Meyer Oil and LP for your fuel needs. Call and talk with their friendly staff at 608-524-3914.
Life and relationships are complex. Are past events, today's worries, or feelings of anxiety or depression keeping you from living your best life? Gunderson Baskerville's behavioral health specialists provide personalized outpatient counseling for children and adults in a safe, judgment-free environment. Prioritize your physical and mental well-being. To schedule a behavioral health appointment in Baskerville, Fenimore, or Muscadet, call Gunderson Baskerville today.
Take the
first step towards transforming your landscape into a more environmentally friendly space for you, the pollinators, and our community. Join Melinda Myers on April 27th from 1 to 2:30 p.m. at the Temple Theater in downtown Viroqua. Learn about manageable strategies to approach your landscaping from the ground up with the results that will fit your lifestyle and landscape goals. You'll get an overview of environmentally friendly lawn and garden maintenance and learn simple steps that can make a big difference. Tickets are available at ridgesandriversbookfestival.org.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News Time is sponsored by Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, helping you create the home you can't wait to come home to. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and still cool today. Stray flurries and sprinkles possible through midday and a high of 43. 27 tonight and for tomorrow, 45 with a north wind. Right now, WRCO, southwest winds are at 3 and it is 35 degrees. We do not have any weather-related announcements to pass along this morning.
Here at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, we want to make the transition as easy as possible. Whether you are moving into assisted living, downsizing, or looking for a change, we got it. We are willing to work around your schedule. We offer delivery, setup, and disposal. We carry a variety of comfortable and functional pieces to fit everyone's needs, such as lift chairs, adjustable beds, and more. Stop into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet to make your transition easier. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 to noon.
I'm Phil Nee from the Civic Media News Desk. Here is what you need to know. Over half of the referendums on spring election ballot in Wisconsin passed on Tuesday. 93 total school referendum questions were asked of voters, with a slightly better result than the last two elections in terms of passage. 56 of 93 referendums passed, according to unofficial vote totals provided by county clerks and school districts around Wisconsin. The largest, a $252 million recurring referendum for the Milwaukee School District, passed 51-49%. Districts were seeking over $1.45 billion in additional funding for facilities, projects, and school operations. About two-thirds of the referendum questions were to fund services and staff. Pockets of the state saw higher rates of voter rejection of the measures. 13 of the failed questions happened in southwestern and south central Wisconsin. All told, 69 of 103 ballot questions this spring, including the spring primary, were for recurring or non-recurring operational questions. The remaining 34 are issue debt questions, which are asked when school districts seek a larger one-time fund to build or renovate facilities. For the 34 facility projects, districts sought nearly $1 billion in additional local taxpayer money to update their campuses, a total of $988 million and more, according to data from the Department of Public Instruction. Jill Underley, the state superintendent, said the sheer number of referendums on the ballot are proof that public education is underfunded in Wisconsin. The Dodgeville Police Department has issued a missing person alert. Holly Gerton, 16, of Dodgeville, was last seen Monday night at the Belmont Travel Center around 7:45. She left home in Dodgeville Monday. She is likely in the company of 17-year-old Jonathan Lindahl. The two Iowa County teens are missing, and their parents are asking the public to call the Dodgeville Police Department with any potential leads. They are believed to have run away from their homes in Holly's 2007 Pontiac Grand Prix. Both left cell phones behind. If you see either of these individuals, contact the Dodgeville Police Department at 608-935-5950. Also, questions about maps and redistricting in Wisconsin remain.
The state Supreme Court on Wednesday denied a request from the Wisconsin Elections Commission to clarify which maps should be used for any recall or special elections between now and this fall. That leaves things up in the air, maps-wise, for a potential recall against Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and a special election to fill a state Senate seat in Milwaukee. The court's liberal majority found the lines in place in 2022 were unconstitutional. New maps Governor Tony Evers signed into law don't take effect until this fall. At the Capitol, Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Meet the candidates for the 3rd Congressional District. The 3rd District is currently represented by Derek Van Orden. Economic Equity Now of Richland County will offer an opportunity to meet and talk with the candidates for the Congressional District by hosting question and answer sessions. The first question and answer session will feature Rebecca Cook this afternoon at 5:30 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. All the candidates have been invited to a Q&A. Economic Equity Now will host Katrina Shankland Thursday, May 2nd, and Eric Wilson Thursday, June 6th. Representative Van Orden has been invited to his own session, but has not yet confirmed a date. The UW System Board of Regents is set to act on tuition increases Thursday. Universities of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman has announced a proposal to increase tuition for resident undergraduates by 3.75%. Segregated fees would increase, on average, $74 per year, and 7 universities are proposing an increase on top of 3.75% to fund specific needs like academic advising, financial aid, and faculty hiring. The proposal, which is scheduled to be considered by the full Board of Regents, would increase tuition for the second straight year after 10 years of a tuition freeze. Milwaukee County deputies are investigating a human leg found near Lake Michigan on Tuesday. Deputies say the leg was found in or near the water near a public golf course at Warnemont Park in Cudahy. The Sheriff's Department is not releasing any further information. The tax filing deadline is approaching fast, and if you're not going to be ready by April 15th, it's time to get an extension. IRS spokesperson Christopher Miller says the first request you make is automatically granted and will last you through October. You can find free options to file that extension online at irs.gov. If you do owe some money, make sure you make a payment, because a filing extension is not a paying extension, they say. Vernon County has issued an announcement that a man has been sentenced for trafficking methamphetamine and fentanyl. Stanley J. Holte, 34, of Coon Valley, was sentenced this week by U.S. District Judge William Conley to 11 and a half years in federal prison for conspiring to distribute and possess with intent to distribute methamphetamine and fentanyl. The prison term will be followed by 5 years of supervised release. Holte pled guilty to the charge in January. Coming up, a look at weather, which is improving. Certainly no heat wave. We'll have more coming up.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1-Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Visit Hillsboro Equipment in Hillsboro, Boston Equipment in Boston, or Slama's Lawn and Sport in Reedsburg today, or find us online at hillsboroequipment.com.
The forecast calls for mostly cloudy conditions, breezy and still cool today. Stray flurries and sprinkles possible through midday, a high of 43, but we will have a north wind at 12 to 22 miles per hour to deal with today. Decreasing clouds with frost tonight, a low of 27. Friday, partly cloudy to sunny and quiet, a high of 45. Friday night, lots of wind again and a low of 25. Looks like sunny and seasonal Saturday and 54 degrees. Sunday, maybe some rain again and a high of 48. Yesterday, a mixture of snow between 1 and 2 inches again of new snow. Prior to that, a couple of inches the night before. We had some rain mixed in as well yesterday and a high of 36 degrees. This morning, rise and shine temperature of 35 degrees. The air is calm and the barometer is at 2966. Also, the winds slightly right now around 1 to 2 miles per hour, but again, it could increase drastically a little bit later on today. We do not have any school announcements to pass along or weather-related notes. It is currently 35 degrees.
An Evening with Spirit is coming Friday, April 26th at 7:30 p.m. at the Temple Theater in downtown Viroqua. Join renowned psychic medium Molly Morningstar for an unforgettable evening where the guests of honor are your loved ones in spirit. During this group event, she will connect with random audience members and demonstrate her unique ability to provide evidence of continuing connections to those we love in the afterlife. Purchase your tickets at RidgesandRiversBookFestival.org.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
Sports Time, sponsored by Simon's Recreation Complex. Dive into greater community and healthier living. And by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. We'll look at some notes on the state scene where the Brewers lost yesterday despite a few highlights, and the Bucks continue to struggle.
Kubota has the industry-leading VX Series subcompact tractor. Hi, this is Rick from the Homesteader Store. VX Tractor is a real tractor in a small package. It is diesel-powered, four-wheel drive, hydrostatic transmission, power steering, allowing a novice to operate it like a pro. It can have a loader, mower, backhoe, and three-point attachments. Kubota has various rebates and great long-term financing. See the full line of Kubota products at the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East, or at homesteaderstore.com.
Local and area sports, well, we will see if they do play or compete today. It certainly will not be any picnic. A few events have been canceled today, including the track meet at Richland Center High School, which was to be held a little bit later on today. The Hornet baseball team slated to play at Boscobel today, and the Hornet softball team is supposed to be at Platteville. River Valley's game with Potosi-Cassville in Spring Green, that's been canceled for today. Well, the River Valley softball team is scheduled to go to Lancaster this afternoon. Riverdale with a game in softball against Iowa Grant. It looks like still on today. Kickapoo with baseball and softball against Seneca today in the Ridge and Valley. And Weston with a game against Waseca Steuben is scheduled. Ithaca with a trip to DeSoto for baseball and softball if both of those events still go on. On the state of Wisconsin scene, top-rated rookie Jackson Churio hit his first Major League home run Wednesday afternoon, but it wasn't enough to keep the Brewers from losing the game 7-3. Minnesota handed Churio's team its first defeat of the young season. Reese Hoskins also knocked the ball out of the park as Milwaukee jumped out to a 3-1 lead. Hoskins says, of course, you can't win them all.
You win four out of the gate and you kind of get this feeling like, man, are we going to lose? Of course we're going to lose, right? It's a long season. It's a marathon. But yeah, we're playing good baseball. Obviously the one big inning that they had today, but you know, we put ourselves in a position late in the game with the lead and you take your chances with our bullpen.
To say the Brewers are busy in April could be the understatement, although it may not seem like it. They were off on Monday, they're off today, but they're only off 3 days total in the month of April. So after today, they'll have one more day off the entire month. They'll be going against Seattle, hosting them on Friday for their next game. Elsewhere yesterday, Detroit at the Mets and Atlanta at the White Sox postponed. The Angels were winners 10-2 over Miami and the Yankees 6-5 over Arizona. In the National League, Cincinnati 4, Philadelphia 1, San Diego 3-2 over St. Louis, Washington 5, Pittsburgh 3, the Cubs with a win against Colorado 9-8, the Dodgers 5, San Francisco 4. In the American League, Texas 4, Tampa Bay 1, Baltimore 4-3 over Kansas City, Boston 1, Oakland nothing. It was Cleveland 8, Seattle nothing, Houston 8-0 over Toronto. Turning to basketball, the Memphis Grizzlies ended the third period with three straight buckets, taking a 79-78 lead, and went on to beat the Bucks Wednesday night 109-101. It was Milwaukee's fourth loss in the last five games as the team tries to hang on to second place in the NBA Eastern Conference. The Bucks were playing without Damian Lillard and Chris Middleton. Brooke Lopez led the way with a double-double, 25 points and 10 rebounds. Giannis Antetokounmpo also appeared to be injured as the game went on last night. Jaren Jackson Jr. led Memphis with 35. Head coach Doc Rivers gets tonight off, then they'll host Toronto on Friday night. Here's Brooke Lopez speaking about the Grizzlies.
They did a great job of just sharing the ball, getting downhill, you know, making the extra pass and getting easy ones. And it's tough to guard. You know, you could tell they were having fun out there. And they made us, you know, move, second-guess ourselves, and, you know, kind of had us all over the floor.
The Bucks again in action on Friday for their next game as we get down to the final games of the regular season before the playoffs begin later this month. Defending national champion UConn had a tough time getting off the ground on the way to the Final Four. The Huskies finally took off from Bradley International Airport near Hartford about 1:30 this morning. After the plane they were supposed to be taking had experienced mechanical issues getting to the East Coast. After the five-hour flight, the team was expected to arrive at Sky Harbor International Airport in Phoenix at about 3:30 this morning. The flight was originally scheduled to leave Wednesday at about 6 p.m. The Buffalo Bills have agreed to trade their top receiving threat, Stephon Diggs, to the Houston Texans. The Bills acquired the Texas' second-round pick in the 2025 draft as a result. With an update on Thursday Morning Sports, I'm Phil Nee.
Which group do you belong to? The 20% or the 80%? 20% of people exercise regularly, and 80% don't. Hi, this is Tracy. Letting you know, whichever group you belong to, Simon's Recreation Complex has an activity that can get you moving. We aim to make exercise fun. Do you like exercising in a group? We have both land and water instructor-led exercise classes. Do you prefer to work out by yourself? Our exercise rooms are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Do you want to exercise with your children in the pool? The pool is open 7 days a week with times available every day for family swim. Visit our website, simonsrec.com, and complete a complimentary, no-obligation, free one-week pass. Use this week pass at Simon's Recreation Complex for a great week discovering how exercise can be fun. Simon's Recreation Complex is your community health and recreation facility dedicated to your success and encouraging you to get moving and belong to the 20% group. Call us today at 647-8522.
'Cause time and time.
Jesse G and Gretchen Wilson. Jesse G was just in the studio with us a couple of weeks back talking about that song. It's 35 degrees here at WRCO Radio. This day is the 95th of 2024. 271 days left in the year. How quickly time goes by.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 3, flexibility and room to grow. Working around school schedules, helping with tuition, seeing someone grow in responsibility and compensation. Flexibility and room to grow. More reasons to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy 5-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy 3-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
Participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Join us for the 2024 Baseball Team Annual Cookout at Jones Chevrolet on Wednesday, April 10th, running from 10:30 a.m. until 1:30 p.m. Indulge in delicious hamburgers, brats, hot dogs, drinks, chips, and baked goods. Your support helps our local high school baseball team thrive. The team's annual cookout at Jones Chevrolet, Wednesday, April 10th from 10:30 until 1:30.
Are you looking for a great deal? L&M Salvage is offering top dollar for aluminum cans at 50 cents a pound. Clean out your garage and bring your cans to L&M Salvage now through April 6th. We also pay premium prices for all metals and farm machinery. Call us at 647-3490 or visit L&M Salvage, County Highway Y off Highway 80 South, Richland Center. Remember, at L&M Salvage, nobody is a stranger, just a friend we haven't met yet. L&M Salvage is open all day on Good Friday.
Spring is here, and so is prom season. The Family Thrift Shop is in need of donations of formal dresses. In order to prevent theft or damage, they are asking that you please bring your donations into the shop only during the days and hours that they are open for business. Their hours are Wednesday through Friday, 9 to 5, Saturday, 10 to 4. Come and shop locally, where the profits from your donation and purchases stay in the community and help support other nonprofit organizations. They appreciate your support and look forward to seeing you at the Family Thrift Shop, located at 120 South Main Street in downtown Richland Center.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Walsh's Ace Hardware now is a full-service small engine shop. That's right. Now you can get all your small engines serviced at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center. Chainsaws, snowblowers, trimmers, garden tillers, lawnmowers, and tractors all serviced with 2 full-time technicians to give you prompt professional service. Walsh's also has new lawn and garden equipment along with snowblowers for sale. Pickup and delivery service available too. Call today to get your equipment tuned up at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center. If you like food, which, of course, well, I do, yeah, absolutely. A few things to sink your teeth into today. National Cordon Bleu Day. It's Ramen Noodle Day today. That's, I guess, for those maybe a little bit more on a budget today. Ramen noodles kind of get a bad rap. You know, they're not bad. I mean, obviously, they give you like your weekly supply of salt. But still, you know, I've never had an issue with them. I haven't had them for a long time. But anyway, and it's National Burrito Day. So celebrate accordingly. Pack that burrito tightly today. Fill it up. Here's Keith Urban on WRCO.
I saw was smoking fire. I didn't feel a thing. But suddenly I was rising higher, And I felt like I just made the biggest mistake. When I thought about my unborn child, when I thought about my wife, and the answer rang out clear from somewhere up above. No greater gift has man than to lay down his life for love. Understand it all myself. But there's a brother on my left and another on my right, and in his pocket just like mine.